What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is the Love That Album Compilation Edition, covering soundtracks, tribute albums, best ofs, box sets, and more.
And we're back. This is Eric Reanimator returning to the Love That Album fold after an extended hiatus. I apologize. I had meant to take 2 months off, and then things happened. And here we are, February of 2019. Without getting into all the boring details, there were some life things that happened. There were some technology things that happened. And basically, I wasn't able to record anything. So we're going to move ahead. We're going to pick up where we left off. Let's count this as kind of a relaunch for the compilation editions. And I want to expand it maybe beyond the compilation editions. There's been a lot of things going on in the world and in my life that have shifted my focus from compilations and punk rock and whatnot. Okay, not punk rock, that's still there. To other areas, and I want to explore some of that. But we're going to kick it off this year with a couple of things. First of all, what we've been listening to is Dark American Night by Ford Maddox Ford, from one of my favorite albums of last year, their self-titled blues rock album. The band is the current project of Chip Kinman of the Dills and Rank and File, produced by his late brother, Tony. We talked about that last year, as I recall. I'm just going to very quickly play a couple of things that caught my ear this year. None of it's going to be terribly surprising to a lot of people. So let's just do a quick montage, shall we?
When I was a teen, I would always dream of the Hollywood Vampire Club. Racing a car off a Mulholland Drive, living too fast for fear and too fast for love. But now that my heart is out on the run and the stakes are way up high, what I wouldn't give for those simple times when my mind was idle all the time. And these two looks, fast horses and good hideouts, a good old boy on a ragged ride, searching for a woman and a song about fast horses and good hideouts.
Okay, what we heard there was The Damned, some Nico Case, Shooter Jennings, and currently we are listening to The Forbidden Dimension doing their version of Blue Oyster Cult's Tattoo Vampire. They had a double album come out this year, one of new material and one of in-studio alive recordings of some of their classics with their current lineup, to celebrate their 30 years of existence. 30 years, it seems to have gone by in a flash. I think I started listening to them sometime around 95, 96. So for me, it's about 25 years. Wow. We're going to get to one of their songs later. I would like to use it for something special at the end here. So none of this stuff is going to be mind-boggling that these were some of my favorites of the year. But I did listen to some newer stuff. Stuff like this.
South off through the trees, my feet took off walking, for my mind caught up with me. When I walked in, my tab was already open. My drink was poured, my cigarette was smoking. And somebody said, "Hey girl, where you been? Don't you know I've been waiting for you? I got a band up there, been down to play. The little devil went down to Georgia. The rest that traveling soul looks like the road was long. Welcome to Southern Babylon."
So what we had there was Bat Fangs, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, and this is Ashley McBride. I enjoyed all of those. Those were new things to me this year. I found them either through YouTube or podcasts or Spotify or end of the year lists. Definitely you can hear in these selections that I am still stuck in the country-esque, alt country and punk rock kind of sounds. Did not hear any metal that really captured my imagination this past year. So this is what we get this time around. There were two kind of poppy albums this year that did catch my ear, and let's check out a couple tracks from those. Started off there with a little bit of Juliana Hatfield and her cover of Xanadu from Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John. And what we're listening to now is the title track from Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer, which I don't think I like quite as much as Arch Android, but it's definitely better than that second album whose name I can't even think of at the moment. One of the things that happened in 2018 is that two members of one of my all-time favorite bands passed away. That would be Steve Soto, who was the early bass player in Legal Weapon, and Legal Weapon singer Cat Arthur. So, as a little bit of a tribute to them, we're going to play a little bit of an appropriate track from the new Forbidden Dimension album, and then we'll listen to a little bit of Steve Soto's solo band, and then a little bit of Legal Weapon. Until next time, this has been Eric Reanimator, and hopefully we will be back in March 2019 in a more regular episode. Everybody take care.
Friends remain, you're coughing crazy, you're lethal. Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.